Hi, I'm Phil Bliss, and welcome to Stop, Think, Focus, and Execute. Today, I'd like to introduce Vanessa Vakharia, founder of The Math Guru. So, Vanessa, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Okay, so it all started in high school when I failed math twice. I was like pretty much kicked out of school and my parents sent me to a totally different school. It was a totally different model of education. I had this amazing teacher and I ended up getting a 99 in math that year. And it wasn't because the school was easy, it's because I was taught to think about math from a totally different perspective. And I remember it being like this crazy light bulb moment and I was like, oh my God, I've thought I was inherently bad at something my entire life and I've just realized that that's not true.
That was your first stop, think, focus, execute moment.
I guess it was.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Anyways, I ended up at teacher's college and I ended up in the classroom doing my practicum and I like hated teaching. I'm all about mentoring, not just teaching. And really in a classroom, there's very little opportunity for mentoring because you have 30 kids in front of you. Basically, I spent all day yelling at kids and I'm a really bad disciplinarian. So all the kids had to sort of be like, guys, leave Miss V alone. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. I decided to go to India, but I needed to make money to go to India.
Right.
So that might have been my second stop, think, focus, execute moment because I was like, how can I make some fast cash? I'll tutor people that I've been teaching. So I ended up tutoring and it was like the best thing ever. I sort of was like, this is where I'm meant to be. It was so rewarding to sit with kids one-on-one who really, really wanted to learn. Mm-hmm. And no point during this did I want to start a business. I was just like doing what I was doing because I was making money doing it. And that was just the immediate need and I enjoyed it. But before I know it, I'm working 40 hours a week and I'm turning students down, which I don't want to do. But I sort of reached that glass ceiling, right? Like I'm working as much as I physically can.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
And so that's when I was like, okay, I can either keep doing this or I can actually like change my business plan. So I was like, okay, plan of action. I'm gonna get an apartment. So I had people now coming to my place so I could fit more students in.
You stopped, you thought about it. You were still executing in exactly the same way you've been doing.
I guess so.
You just changed the location from the students
to my house.
To your house.
Yeah.
Which meant you could fit more in.
I could fit more in, yeah. Exactly, because I wasn't driving around, but I still, again, like there was still no plan and I was still like just doing, right? Mm-hmm. So I think probably the pivotal moment came when kids were starting to ask if I tutored science as well as math. And I was like, I know fuck all about science. Like, I don't know. No, I don't. But again, like, I've always been sort of entrepreneurial. Like, as soon as that question came up, the competitive side of me was like, I don't want you going to someone else for science because then you're going to go to them for math too, right? So I was like, all right, what if I actually create some sort of business? What if I, like, bring on someone who can tutor science? And what if I actually create a company?
So that was less of a stop moment than a think moment.
Okay, so I'm thinking about being bigger. Is this focus now? Am I focusing?
How do you get there? That's
right.
A focus.
Okay.
So how did you get there?
So I thought of all the students I'd had that were really, really smart. And I decided to just email some of them and say, hey, are you interested in a part-time job?
And did you have a business plan at that point?
I've never had one. I sort of like think a few steps ahead instead of like a mile ahead.
What you're really doing is, you know, increasing volume, adding resources, increasing volume, adding resources.
Definitely.
What you're really doing is staying in that and focusing and executing. You don't necessarily have to stop because you stopped earlier on.
Right.
Since you did the original stop and think, what you've really been doing is
focusing and executing.
Focus, execute.
Yeah, it's kind
focus,
of like a staircase,
execute.
I guess.
It's a good staircase.
There are moments where I had to like refocus. Am I starting a full on like tutoring center or am I going to focus on math and science? It's one of those things where, and you see businesses do this all the time, where they try to put out too many products. They're not focused on their actual expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. You stopped, you thought about it, you refocused to math and sciences. Where are you now with that refocus and executing?
I would say at that point is when I actually came up with the brand of The Math Guru.
So that was about 7 years ago.
I think it was like, yeah, probably like six-ish years ago.
6 years ago, okay.
Excuse my math. Okay. We just needed that, guys. Okay, so I came up with The Math Guru and I was like, focus and execute has literally been like, so now I'm up to 3 units and 20 tutors.
Focus and execute is the business building.
Yeah.
By focusing and executing, you've gone from 4 to 20.
Exactly.
In the Math Guru brand, in a discipline that you love.
And now, like, we've sort of built up that reputation for being like the math and science go-to, mm-hmm. right? Which I couldn't have done if I had been doing all these sort of like random things.
It's a pretty good stop, think, focus, execute story. Immediately you connected the tutoring to what you love.
Right.
Then your business zoomed ahead. That's exactly what stop, think, focus, execute is. When I meet people like you that are very successful entrepreneurs, that's the kind of leap that all of a sudden that they make. It's not just focus and execute. It's not just stop and think. It's all four things going, and then all of a sudden, boom.
This feels like Dr. Phil now.
I don't want to be Dr. Phil, you know. But okay, Dr. Phil is okay.
He helps people all the time. He changes lives.
But I didn't help you. You help yourself by stopping, thinking, focus, and executing. So I'd like to thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful experiences. And I'd like to thank you for watching. A great stop, think, focus, execute moment. It is a logical process, and it is a math business. So I guess they move together. Speak to you soon.